I just do want to thank Mark, and some of what I'm going to say is going to echo what he said, but thank you for sharing your heart with us this morning, and I'm so thankful that we could be your family at this time, and I know it's not just confined to this congregation, but the whole community. I also want to thank Judith and Robert and Jackie. That brought tears to my eyes, hearing that scripture, just like Robert said, cascade over me. So thank you for your time on that. Thank you for Michael, who got a little bit of short shrift today as the liturgist. But I just appreciate everyone for all you do in worship. I'm just going to give a few brief and kind of random thoughts about Thanksgiving here. And there will be various scriptures, not one piece of scripture, interspersed throughout the message. So will you please pray with me? Good morning, Lord. We thank you for the worship that has already occurred here, and we pray that you would continue with us as we hear your word read and proclaimed. May it do its work in our minds and in our hearts and in our very bodies, that we would be more conformed to Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. And in his name we pray. Amen. So out where Al and I live, there's no city water, so we have a well. And we're very proud to say we have an artesian well. Even after looking it up on Wikipedia, I'm not exactly sure what that means. But to me, I've always thought we have plenty of water and we always will. Not sure if that's what the science says, but what I did gain is that there's positive pressure in the rock layers on the water, and that forces the water up to the surface, so you don't need a pump or as much pumping to get it to you. It's a good picture of gratitude in the Christian's life, the positive pressure of God's invitation, his presence, his provision and grace in our lives forces gratitude up from deep within us and out of our mouths. Do you ever have that upwelling of feeling when you just breathe, "Thank you, God"? I do. Sometimes when I see the beauty around me, like, did anybody see that sunrise last week? Or the fresh snow, so silent and beautiful? Or I find something I'm looking for. Oh, thank you. Or for some revelation from scripture or a friend's prayer for me. There are many times it just comes out from a sense of awe or relief or just overall well-being. And aren't we happy to have God to thank when we have those moments? G.K. Chesterton wrote the famous line, "The worst moment for an atheist is when he feels a profound sense of gratitude and has no one to thank." But that's not our problem. Psalm 92 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High." We are thankful to the Lord in all capital letters in most of our Bibles. That indicates the name Yahweh, which is God's personal name when he's dealing with Israel. When Moses met him at the burning bush and said, "Who am I supposed to say sent me?" God said, "Yahweh, I am that I am." So every time you see "Lord" printed in capital letters in your Bible, you know it's Yahweh, indicating a personal God, one who sees and knows us and is close to us. But next, the psalmist calls him Most High, El Elyon. God is close and personal, but he is also exalted. He is the Most High. There is no God, no idol, no authority above him. We know that. But there is also no ideal, no pursuit, no nation, no, certainly no person who is higher than God. He is the mighty creator, our helper, and the one who loves us best. Another psalm, 1:18 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." That is why when those feelings of thanksgiving well up and there's not a human around to say thank you to, our thoughts turn to one who is able to create beauty and able to handle any difficulty we encounter. So our thanksgiving has an object. We don't just voice it into the air. It is rightly directed toward God, whose faithful love we always have with us. We give thanks to God because he is good. But isn't he so gracious? Giving him thanks is also good for us. Again, I'm not sure about the science, but popular psychology tells us that being thankful improves our chances at happiness. According to an article on Harvard's health website, in positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. And the Mayo Clinic website says expressing gratitude is associated with a host of mental and physical benefits. Studies have shown that feeling thankful can improve sleep, mood, and immunity. Gratitude can decrease depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of disease. But long before Harvard and Mayo, God knew it was good. Back in the day, when we had a church choir, we sang a song, "It is good, it is good, it is good to give thanks to the Lord our God." It was fun and upbeat and came directly from Psalm 92. Listen to a few more verses of it. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. To the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy." Can't you just feel your spirits uplifted listening to this? The language is full of music and praise. And the psalmist focuses on God day and night, recalling his works, I imagine, in creation and history, as well as in his own personal life. Constantly focusing on God with gratitude both shows and develops our humility before him. It helps us feel positively toward God, deepening our love relationship with him. So it's not only good for our mental and physical health, it's especially good for our spiritual health. Thanking God is a given for followers of Jesus. Remember the story in Luke 17 about Jesus healing the 10 lepers? Only one, a Samaritan, came back to say thank you and give praise to God. And Jesus commended him, saying, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." And in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Jesus himself often prayed his thanksgiving to God. And if we cultivate thanksgiving, it can become a natural and consistent part of our lives, which is fitting for those who have experienced the love and mercy of God. For such joyful, uplifting kind of prayer, it might be surprising that thanksgiving in the Bible is associated with sacrifice. Leviticus 7 describes for the Israelites how to give a proper thank offering. And Psalm 50, verse 14 says, "Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High." Sometimes thankfulness itself may feel like a sacrifice. When times are hard and you have to give up sadness or self-pity or anger in order to be thankful. But sometimes you have such a profound sense of gratitude, you just want to give something back. Thanksgiving can be a joyful sacrifice, or it can just be a sacrifice. When Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, I don't know about you, but I immediately think all circumstances. You know, we think about the bad times, the tragedies, the disappointments. How are we supposed to be thankful for those? And doesn't it discount the human experience? Are we supposed to disregard grief and sadness as if they don't exist or matter? No. As a matter of fact, I think thanksgiving can coexist with grief and lament. God absolutely allows us to bring all of our experience and emotions to Him. He wants us to. At the same time, as we put our confidence in Him, we recognize that there are always things to be grateful for, not least that we have a God who is with us and who cares. And as we carry that knowledge of God's presence and love, He somehow transforms our disappointments into something good. We might not see it yet, but one day we will. Do you know that in Ephesians, Paul said, we have been given every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Earlier I mentioned that Jesus frequently prayed prayers of thanksgiving to His Father God. Can you imagine on the night of His betrayal, as He was instituting the Lord's Supper for us, He gave thanks for the bread and wine, the very broken body and spilled blood that would soon be His sacrifice for us. If He was thankful in all circumstances, so can we. Although He's not merely our example, He is our forgiveness, our peace, our life. He gave us His Holy Spirit, and He continues to give us grace to accomplish all the good works He has planned for us. He invites us to participate in His project of making all things new, which began with Christ's ministry. I hope you will think deeply about these things, and if they exert some positive pressure on your spirit within you, like rock forcing water to the surface of the earth, thankfulness will be the natural result. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Amen.